Welcome to the You Glow Nurse podcast, the show where nurses like you learn how to lose weight sustainably, build mental strength, and step into the most healthiest, most empowered version of who God created them to be. And I'm your host, Fallon Collins, registered nurse, health and wellness coach, and CEO of Are You Well. I can't wait to get into today's conversation. Go ahead and like, subscribe, and share with your nurse bestie. Let's do this. What's up, friends? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the You Glow Nurse podcast with me, your host, Fallon Collins. I'm so happy to be here. Wow, it's been way too long, friends. I have some exciting just updates that I want to give you real quick. And today's conversation, you know, let's get into it. Ready to quit nursing altogether? Well, guess what? I agree. Let's quit the self-sacrificing mentality. That's today's conversation. But before we get into all of that, I want to welcome everyone back. It's been such a long time. Look at my dog back there. She's like, I want to leave. Why am I stuck in here? She's just in and out. I don't know what's going on with her. Y'all, bloom where you are planted. This is a conversation that's near and dear to my heart. So I am really, really looking forward to it and catching up with y'all. It's been over a year and some exciting things happened to me recently. Oh, let me let out Sky real quick. She's scratched. All right. So really excited to get back on here, y'all, and just to catch up on all the things that have happened over the last year. I am a Mrs. Yes, as you can see, my last name. I have a new last name. I am married, honey. Yes, I'm not wearing the diamonds right now because I just got off work. So if you're watching the video on YouTube, like, I have my plastic ring because I'm a working girl. And yes, the nails are bare too. You know, it's fine. As a working girl. So, yes, a lot of things have changed. I am now married. It's going on 1 year in October. And y'all, this has created a lot of changes in my life. I was able to get up and go before, and I had so much more freedom to do what I wanted to do, right? Where are my single people at? Where are my married folks at that remember this? You know, you really become aware of how different your life was before. And it's a beautiful thing to be married. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I wouldn't change a thing. I am in love with my husband. And Simon, if you're listening to this, I love you, baby. But things are different. Let's be real. Let's be honest. I'm no longer a single lady anymore. And my time is different. And I'm spending my time different. And, you know, it's no longer like Fallon's time, Fallon Lopez single lifetime. So I'm having to rearrange my schedule. I'm including him in more things. And that's just how life goes, right? You get new responsibilities, things change, but the focus remains the same. I'm always going to be about my self-care. But now I'm thinking about someone else as a priority as well. And I'm always wanting to become that woman God has created me to be. And wifehood has definitely, you know, been a part of that. It's an extension of who God created me to be. And it's such a wonderful journey, y'all. I have learned so much, and I'm going to talk about it more as well in another podcast, but it's been a big change. Yes. And it's caused me to rearrange my life in a good way. I've also had some increased responsibilities at work. Many of you might know, like, I'm a transplant nurse. I work in a clinic, and I am a soft nurse life girly. I do have a soft nursing job, which I love. I help transplant patients before and after the transplant. So that's really exciting for me. I'm a charge nurse, so I'm in leadership. And I'm also in leadership with my alumni. Sorry if I lost y'all. Got a little choppy there. So part of my alumni, my nursing school, I am one of the co-chairs of the membership team there. So that's some new responsibility. I've been doing that for the last year as well. So just a lot of things on my plate, like many of you, right? Like a lot of us listening to this podcast, if you're here, you found your tribe. We're passionate. We love what we do. We have, you know, a lot of different tabs open. But the main thing is the main thing. We still want to become the women God has created us to be. And that is, you know, focusing on Him and taking care of ourselves better and just nourishing and flourishing ourselves so that we can show up, because I understand the importance of self-care. So if you're here, you found your tribe. And yeah, so those are a few updates. And y'all, I'm also revamping my programs. I'm a health coach. That is my passion. And I help other nurses do the same thing. As passionate as I am about self-care, I help nurses create the lifestyle that they want as high achievers, but also remembering to give that same energy to ourselves. So I help other nurses do the same thing. And I'm revamping my programs. I am adding more of a mindful movement. I've always done mindful movement, but I'm leaning into dance. I am really leaning into this movement of having fun, being mindful about it, and praising God through it. Like, why not have fun when we're moving? So stay tuned. I'm going to share some videos as well, some workout videos to get us moving, to get us pumped. And I also have a self-care challenge, a summer self-care challenge going on right now. So if you're a nurse bestie that is a high achiever like many of us, and you're ready to prioritize your self-care, you're tired of this woe is me, and you're ready to revamp your own self-care practices, then this is the place for you. We have daily accountability in this group. We are showing up for each other. We're motivating each other. You're going to get check-ins. Just all kind of resources and access to me one-on-one. So if you want that in this accountability group that's running for the summer, then you want to go ahead and sign up. The link is going to be below. I really am excited for all of the new things that are happening, y'all. I'm ready to get back out there. I have taken the time off. I've done the self-care. I'm working on my new routines. You know, I'm just not leaning into perfection. Like, I'm just trying to get this stuff out, like this content out. God has put it on my heart, and I'm passionate about it. It's something I love. I truly, truly enjoy, and I've missed you all just sharing all the things that God has been putting in my heart and He's been showing me, and I want to include you all in it as well so that we can grow and glow through this thing, y'all. Let's do it. Okay, let's get into it, to today's topic. Okay, how to quit the woe is me mindset and show up confidently instead. So look, let me start by saying I'm not advocating for staying in a toxic or abusive environment. There goes my dog. She's barking. So if y'all hear her, excuse her. She's active. So when I say, you know, how to quit the woe is me mindset and show up for you confidently instead, I'm not like advocating for you to stay in a toxic or abusive environment at work. You know, with bullying and poor boundaries, not at all. I am not saying that when I say let's quit the self-sacrificing mentality. You know, I understand what it means to be in an environment that's not conducive to your well-being. And so let me start off with that. I'm going to, you know, start off with that. But I am saying, like, we can have an environment that may be difficult, that may have challenges, but we can show up and bloom where we're planted instead. And I love that because it's such an empowering place to be, you know? So I'm going to leave you some tips on how to do that, to bloom where you're planted. Someone very, very wise and special said that to me when I was going through a tough time. And I'm going to share more about my experience. And it really has helped me get through a hard time. Those hard times when I felt like giving up, when I felt like quitting altogether, it just helped me reevaluate and reground myself in what's important and what I can control. So let's talk about it. So first thing I'm going to say about how to quit the woe is me mindset. Just because times get tough, that doesn't mean it's time to leave. So hear me out. I know, you know, we've been we're in a time where it's like, it's very, let me back up. Sorry. Tough times don't always necessarily mean it's time to leave. When you're going through something tough, I want you to really evaluate when you do go through a tough time, evaluate what is really the issue. Is it that, you know, I want to leave my workplace because it's, you know, we have issues, right? Like it's poor management, patient care, staffing, there's no boundaries that are honored. Your coworkers, like you're having issues with your coworkers. Those are the real things. Like these are heavy things that are tough. But I want you to just reevaluate how your perspective on it. Like just because something is tough to deal with, it doesn't always mean it's time to leave. Maybe it's telling you something deeper. Maybe this challenge is something that you can learn to grow from, or it's a symptom of something that, you know, maybe it does, you know, something needs to change. Is it you? Like, let's be honest. Is it just the environment? And, you know, instead of just complaining about it, hey, I'll be quick to vent to my coworker, to my bestie, but let's come with the attitude of like, okay, well, what can I change? What is within my power? And that's the second step. That's the second point I want to bring up in how to quit the woe is me mindset and to show up confidently instead. Really ask yourself when you're evaluating, what is within your control? How can you create an environment for you to flourish? When tough times happen, when those challenges happened, look at it and, you know, you're tempted. You want to quit. You want to find a new job. You want to move on. You want to chunk the deuces. And hey, I don't have time for that. Yes, I totally understand. But let's take a step back and really evaluate what is within the control. What is within my control? Have I done everything that I can? Have I been open and willing to collaborate? Have I spoken up about my needs vulnerably? Yes, that takes some vulnerability. And maybe you have to repeat it a couple times or say it differently so others can understand you. It takes a lot of communication sometimes. But there's a place where it's like, what is within my control? Have I done everything that I can do? So, story time. I told you I was going to tell you that, you know, somebody really close to me gave me that feedback. You know, when I was complaining one day, I was with some safe people. You want to have your safe people, right, that you vent to, that you complain to. Oh, I don't know what to do. I'm in this work environment. I don't even know how I got here. I'm a new charge nurse at this point. I don't even know how I got in this environment. I have a bully over here. I have coworkers that talk crazy to me. I am in this new position. I don't think I can do it. I want to find a new job. I'm trying to trust God as a Christian, you know, as a Christian woman, you know, we want to put that on there, but I'm trusting God, but everything's falling apart. Things were going so bad. I was so stressed out. My mood was affected, my sleep, even my attitude when I got home and I was taking that on my husband. And he's like, every day you come in and you're just like, somebody did this, somebody did that. This place is terrible. I want to leave. I want to do that. I encountered all these challenges and I had to choose. I had to make a choice and rise to the occasion or, you know, leave. What was going to make it worth it in my mindset, you know? And I could either rise to the occasion, like I said, ask for what I needed and adapt and start focusing on what I was in control of. Y'all, I had to really take that step back, reevaluate. What is the issue? Why am I always complaining? Why am I always venting? Where is the accountability? Where is the empowerment in that? And how can I bloom instead? I love being a transplant nurse also. I love being able to help the patients where I'm at. I love being a charge nurse and really having that teamwork mentality. These are things that I love about where I'm working. I love being a leader. I'm passionate about that. And I had to really think about, like, are these challenges here to help me grow? Or are they here to tell me, like, I need to move on? So you really have to do the self-evaluation, that self-assessment. Third point I'm going to make is how to bloom where you're at. Okay, so how do we do the blooming, Fallon? Like, we're reevaluating, we're looking at what we can control. How can we be honest? Okay, where does the blooming come in? I need to know if that's you. Here we go. As nurses and high achievers, it can be so easy to work hard, right? Like, you can just work hard, do all the things, head down, just keep moving. I get it. We have a lot on our plates. But in reality, you need a team to get to the goals where we want. And it takes a team to get there. Like, when we're working in the hospital, when we're working in the clinic, when we're working in the community, when things get tough, you could just be like, okay, well, I'm going to just keep working. I'm going to just keep my head down and just keep, you know, staying in my silo. Let me stay in my lane. Yes, this is true. But we also, you know, we need to, you know, those are signs of burnout. Like, I'm just going to keep going, feeling isolated, feeling alone. Those are some signs of, like, being burnout, not being able to ask for what you need. Okay, I get you, sis. I've been there before. When it gets to that point, sometimes you have to just take the burden off. Look up and around you. Look to God. Look to your source. Okay. In the Bible, it says, like, Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary. When you're feeling like this is a challenge, I cannot face it, Lord. Like, what do I do? I love my patients. I want to be a better nurse, but this and this and this, and you have your to-do list, give it to him. Give it to God. Look to him, and he will show you the way. He will give you your rest. He will show you how to show up as that empowered woman. How to ask for what you need, how to let things go sometimes, and to have those tough conversations and be like, no, these are my boundaries. This is what I need. And through those experiences, you begin to build endurance. But ask God to come alongside you, sis. Ask him, Lord, I need your help. He said, come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. For my burden is light and easy. And I will give you rest. And we have to believe that in those struggles, in those times when we're like, the patients are calling, my manager sucks, these long 12 hours, it doesn't feel like I'm making a difference. Lord, what are you also trying to show me? Is it time for me to leave? Or do I need to grow here? That is the most vulnerable, most growing place you can come from. And when I tell you, when you go through this process, you will grow. You will grow for the better. You will grow, learn to love yourself, learn to improve your relationship with the Lord, and build relationship with others. We're not in a silo, nurses. Sometimes we have to look up and around you. First, look up to God, then look around you. What are the things that you can take control of? And how can you, you know, do the things that you need first, right? How can you build the endurance? Each obstacle that you face and you can problem solve through, it builds your tool belt. You got, okay, I can handle this. I know what to do with this. You know, I can do it. I can make it. And don't forget to practice your self-care through it. You got to be really honest about the thoughts that you have. Like, really be honest. For me, I was very critical about myself. I was very, very, very hard on myself. And that's something that maybe a lot of us are dealing with. Just being hard on yourself, wanting to be perfectionist. And when I was able to let go of that, really let go of that, I was able to really grow from what I was going through. And that's how you can bloom where you're planted. And I'd love to share more with y'all, but that I'm going to stop right there and just conclude. It's a lot that can go with this, and I can dive into these topics a little bit more in detail a little later. So with all this being said, I know social media can present to us social media, you know, a lot of things are presented to us about these terrible places, these terrible institutions where we should be quitting. We should definitely quit loud, silently, you know, whatever. Chunk the deuces to these institutions that don't look out for nurses. I totally understand. There are places like that. And I do believe we can have those healthy boundaries and not settle for toxic workplaces. But on the other end, there are times when we are called to rise to the occasion, bloom where we're planted, and create an environment where we can flourish. And we can do that by partnering with our Lord and Savior, Jesus, where we can really grow. He will show you, sis. Invite Him in to these situations. Have your quiet time. Have your devotional. Today I was reading today, keep the main thing the main thing. When we focus on Him and how He's going to improve our life and what He wants to show us and how He's creating us a new creation, we can then operate from that place. And you start letting go of the little things, all those little distractions. Oh, my coworkers. Oh, my family. Oh, these patients. Oh, this hospital. They start to, you know, fall away. And then you can see the main thing. God, what are you showing me? How can I bloom where I'm planted, sis? Pray that prayer. How do you want me to bloom where I'm planted? Is this place for me or do I need to leave? Come to God with all of that, sis, and He will show you so that you can decide from a place of empowerment and not of a place of like, woe is me. I can find better. I can do better. No one understands me. Come from a place of empowerment. Like, no, I know my value as a nurse. I know my value as a caretaker. And I know what I bring to the table. And if God's telling me, hey, your time is to move on, then you honor that. But if God is telling you, I need you to stay with me. I need you to be content here with me. Yes, sis. He told me that one. He broke it down to me when I was trying to leave once. When I was trying to chunk the deuces, God had that moment with me like, Fallon, I need you to be content here with me. And that's a whole nother story for another time. But when I leaned into that, I was able to really have that self-awareness to say, okay, God, I'm going to do my best and then I'll let you take care of the rest. And we can get to this self-awareness place when we take better care of ourselves, when we learn what is within our control, letting God do His part, right? Letting go of those burdens, giving into His rest, then we can, you know, take better control and better empowerment over things like our attitude, my effort. How can I take care of myself? Will I prioritize rest and activities that bring me joy, like working out or the quality time with my loved ones? These self-care add to our cup and help us show up more confidently in our spaces where we know our worth and we know what is worth our time. When you believe in yourself, sis, you show up 100% differently. And that is a beautiful place to be. Believe in who God created you to be. Invite Him in, sis. If you're ever wondering, is it time to quit? Is it time to move on? Or do I need to bloom where I'm planted? Lord, show me. Have your quiet time and let Him show you, sis. He will. He really will. And so that's it for us, y'all. I hope y'all really enjoyed this podcast. I loved being back on with y'all. I have so much more. I have a lot more to share and I can't wait. So I want to just remind you, if any of this resonated with you and you want to get more of these tips and you want more accountability, you're ready to jumpstart your self-care with us in an environment that is encouraging, prioritizing the Lord, leaning into His rest, then my community, my self-care, summer self-care community is just for you. I'm going to link it below. So please join us. I can't wait to have you in there. There's going to be daily accountability. We'll share resources and you can even get some one-on-one time with me. I would love to see you in the self-care community just for the summer, just exclusive for you. We got a little bit of time left in summer, y'all. remember, you can bloom where you're planted. Just ask the Lord, invite him in. Is it time for me to move on, God? Or what are you trying to show me today? And it's a beautiful, empowered place to come to move from, honestly. Yeah. Sis, I love you. I hope this helps. And I can't wait to see you next time. Go ahead and like and subscribe and share with your nurse bestie. Yes, let's do this. I'll see y'all next time. Bye.